This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I would like you to be the first to know I'm having a baby.
You're pregnant?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
A party for insemination?
Only Cassie would do it like this.
I'm Roland, the donor.
Well, I'm Cassie's best friend.
Oh, that's okay.
What's wrong with my sperm, by the way?
You're a little neurotic.
You had your window with Cassie and you doomed it. She put you in the friend zone.
Congratulations, you're a father.
Part of a trailer of the new movie featuring Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, called Switched. It's about, of all things, artificial insemination. And recently, Jennifer Aniston had something to say that sounds an awful lot like the advocacy of fatherless motherhood. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Thursday afternoon, the 19th of August. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to spend the first few minutes of this hour with Colleen Carroll Campbell talking about Aniston's recent statement about fatherless motherhood. Get her reaction to that a little bit later. Dr. Matt Phillips will join us here in the studio to talk about 12th century hymn writer and theologian Bernard of Clairvaux. The church remembers him on this day. And we'll round off this Thursday afternoon, August the 19th, with Brett McCracken talking about hipster Christianity. Everybody knows a pastor like this, the spiked hair, just a little too fashionable, trying his hardest, perhaps too hard to be cool. We'll talk about hipster Christianity with Brett McCracken in about 30 minutes here on Issues Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. We have an in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or leave your thoughts on hipster Christianity at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Colleen Carroll Campbell is host of a weekly television program called Faith and Culture. She's author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Has feminism, either kind of the soft core or the more hardcore variety of feminism, essentially declared men, and in particular fathers, obsolete?
Yes, I think so. I think we're seeing that, certainly, as you said, from hardcore feminism, but we're seeing this kind of creep into mainstream American culture, embraced by many women of all walks of life. And I think the Atlantic Monthly cover story that got so much attention earlier this summer, entitled The End of Men, spelled out some of the statistics in alarming detail about men losing so many of the jobs in the recent recession, which has been called a man's session by some, men earning college degrees at a much lower rate, and just generally, especially working class men, feeling more and more marginalized, even in their own families. We know, of course, as I mentioned, the economic and academic stats, but there's also this movement, I think, to marginalize men in families. And we see this especially, of course, in the move to hold up gay and lesbian families as equal to or better than those of a mother and a father. And we saw a study recently in Pediatrics Journal that said point blank that two lesbians raising children actually raise better adjusted children than a man and a woman doing so together. So I think it's been a rough summer for men.
Colleen, actress Jennifer Aniston has been out promoting her movie Switch, and in connection with that promotion, she had some things to say in this vein. What did she say?
She was explaining the premise of the film, and actually there are three films out this summer, all with similar premises. The idea is that all of the heroines choose sperm donors instead of husbands in order to become mothers. And in her film, The Switch, this is what her character does. And she said, when asked about the movie, she said, "Women are realizing more and more that you don't have to settle. You don't have to fiddle with a man to have that child." So, of course, this drew a lot of attention. Bill O'Reilly was one who pounced on it. But a lot of people applauded this or sort of shrugged and said, you know, yeah, that's true. Science is making it possible to have more and more fatherless families. Of course, we need to remind Miss Aniston that basic biology says actually you can't have a child without a man being involved in some way, so that's not entirely true. But the attitude that she summarized there, I think, is one that more and more American women are just sort of either agreeing with or not openly contesting.
And again, this isn't just about the advances in so-called reproductive technology. This is reflective of a general kind of pop American culture attitude toward fathers, isn't it?
That's exactly right. In fact, these three movies, I think, are a pretty good example. Like a lot of so-called family time TV shows and other, you know, comedies on TV we see in these movies, dads are sort of sweet characters, but they're very expendable, I guess you would say. They're buffoonish. They're kind of a bonus in the lives of children and their mothers, but they don't have any irreplaceable role in their children's lives. And in many cases, the men in movies like these seem to complicate things, cause more problems than they solve. And we see this across Hollywood's depiction of fathers. You know, and when we look at the sociological data, the picture is very different. Children raised by married mothers and fathers do much better on just about every measure we have. And fathers bring very specific gifts to the lives of their children and to their families. You know, their instinct for protection, their penchant for sort of pushing their children towards success and challenging them. All of these things have been documented. But when you look at the Hollywood depiction of men and specifically fathers, it's really a caricature. And frankly, I would think as a young man looking at that, it's not very inspiring. It doesn't make fatherhood look like a very noble calling or something that's even really necessary anymore.
Some of our listeners have posted thoughts on this at our Facebook fan page. Susan in Naperville, Illinois says this: "This is just another facet of society's upside down view of marriage and family. When a child is a commodity to be obtained by any means necessary in order for the woman to have a tiny creature to love, traditional values are thrown out the window. It's just about having the baby, and there's no foundation of love and support, and the child suffers. And there's no such thing as fatherless motherhood. To pretend otherwise is foolishness." Your thoughts on Susan's comment?
Well, I think she's right about that. And I also think it's telling when Jennifer Aniston made these comments that she talked about women want a child and women don't have to fiddle with a man to get the child. So the child is very much a commodity here. And often when you hear these single moms by choice, there are even groups by that name where they kind of gather together and affirm each other's decision. I'm not going to wait for Mr. Right. I'm going to go out and get a child. And usually this involves reproductive technology to do so, as opposed to adopting, for instance, a high-needs child that no one else wanted to adopt, which I think is a somewhat different case. But what you often hear from these women is, I wanted that child, I wanted the unconditional love, I wanted the experience of motherhood. You don't hear a lot about, I wanted to give a child a certain experience growing up. So what you see is the child who is not an end in himself, but rather a means to an end for his mother's pleasure or for her fulfillment. And I think we all know that's a recipe for a very difficult childhood, because, of course, no child can totally fulfill his mother's emotional and spiritual needs. That's wrong to ask that of a child.
This one comes from Andrew in Wausau, Wisconsin. He says, "There have been actors who have chosen this for their own lives, that is, a fatherless motherhood. The point is, raising a child is not like getting a dog." Your thoughts?
That's right. Although, you know, I think you get more support from our culture these days if you were to adopt a dog than a child. I certainly think we have a pretty anti-child mentality sometimes. But it is sort of seen as a pet, and as your prior commenter said, a commodity.
And this one comes from Mark. He says, "Unfortunately, Jennifer Aniston is a woman who's fearing that her bio clock is reaching its 23rd hour. Her comments are politically correct for the culture she inhabits. Still, I would pray for her." Your thoughts?
Well, I think prayers, certainly for Jennifer Aniston and for our culture in general, are probably always a good idea. And we need to also support the men in our lives. Certainly men reaching out to mentor boys, especially boys who don't have a dad on the scene, but also women appreciating the men in our lives who quietly sacrifice to do the right thing day after day and don't get a lot of support in our culture. And also pushing back when we see these depictions of men as expendable or as buffoons who aren't really important to the family. Speaking out and saying, no, that's not the reality that I see in my life. and I'm not going to patronize films or actors who push an agenda that is contrary to the truth as I know it.
It seems as though the progress has kind of gone from feminism telling women you don't need to be married to have children, but fine, if you want to still continue an amicable relationship with the child's biological father, that's the big qualifier that's always stuck on there, go ahead and do it. But now it seems as though feminism had pushed it one step further and said, you know, you don't even really need that amicable relationship with the biological father. In fact, kid's probably better off if the father's out of the picture. Well, if that's the progress, Jen, what will feminists be telling women next?
Well, we have seen some studies of people scientists actually trying to figure out how to conceive children without using men at all. So that'll be interesting. Good luck with that. But, you know, I think that whole attitude and that message that's been given to women, we're seeing a generation now of children who were born of these sperm donors, and they're clamoring to know their fathers. There are websites all over the internet, children trying to figure out who my father is. And the Institute for American Values recently released a study showing that there are some profound and negative consequences for children who grow up knowing that their mothers intentionally conceived them never to have a relationship with their biological fathers. And so, you know, what may seem like a good idea at the time for a woman who feels lonely or unfulfilled and wants a child / pet is not so fulfilling for that child when he or she comes of age and realizes he's forever cut off from his biological father because he has no idea who it even is. And the person who actually engineered that split is his mother. That's a very tough position to put a kid in.
Well, when we come back, I got one more question for Colleen Carroll Campbell. Does reality have a corrective function here? We have watched this progression of marginalizing, sidelining men in general, and fathers in particular, and statements like you don't need a man to have a child are, on the face of it, foolish. Does reality eventually catch up and correct for all of this? We'll see what Colleen says on the other side of the break.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
You'll find the reformer Martin Luther's thoughts on Jesus' high priestly prayer and the passion and resurrection according to John in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, Luther's Works, Volume 69. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Luther's Works, Volume 69 by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Luther's Works, Volume 69, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Welcome back. One more question for Colleen Carol Campbell. We're talking about actress Jennifer Aniston's recent statement about fatherless motherhood. Then we'll be talking Bernard of Clairvaux, 12th century hymn writer and theologian. Before the end of the program, we'll also talk hipster Christianity with Brett McCracken, author of the book Hipster Christianity, When Church and Cool Collide. Colleen, one more question. When someone like Jennifer Aniston makes a statement like, you don't need a man to have that kid, most of us with sense realize that it is kind of contrary to reality. Eventually, she'd like to have a husband and a man around the house to help raise those children. Does reality correct for this, in your opinion? Will reality correct for this phenomenon that feminism has brought us?
Well, it may never correct our Hollywood starlets because we know they don't really live in reality. But I do think, as I mentioned, that that movement we're seeing among the children of these donors may be one of those checks. We've seen more stories in the mainstream media just in the last couple of years from these children speaking out, getting their own voice. And interestingly, there have been a couple moms who made this choice who have come out now and called for more regulation of the fertility industry and for more checks and balances so women don't sort of blindly stumble into this path that turns out to be one that hurts their children down the road. So as those children get a voice, we might see some correction. On the other hand, I think the trend toward androgyny in our culture is only getting stronger, especially with the push for same-sex marriage. So I think the commenter of yours who said we need to pray has really hit the nail on the head, and that's certainly what we need to do. Pray and then speak out.
Folks, you can read Colleen Carol Campbell's columns under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Colleen Carol Campbell is host of a weekly television program called Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful, and a weekly columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks for having me, Todd.